Talking now about Jewish communities around the world, and specifically with Penn Global Documentary Institute, you have to stay tuned because this is the most fascinating, wonderful program. So joining me right now is Sarah Bayala and Peter Deschurny. Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're very well, thank you.
And yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
And you recently landed, especially you, Peter, like a few hours ago. So thank you so much for doing this.
I've been here for over a week filming in Limpopo with the Lemba.
Oh, fantastic.
I just landed a few hours ago.
Yes.
But it is our third trip to the African continent this year.
Absolutely amazing. So I want to give our listeners a sense of, you know, what you're actually doing here. So let's talk about the Lemba and the program that you're doing, and then let's talk about the movies tomorrow, Sarah.
Sure. So we teamed up a couple of years ago to start a new documentary institute and at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and our big interest and focus is on Jewish Africa, which we are coming at as a from multiple different angles. So we are looking at halachic Jewish communities. We are looking at communities of Jewish converts, such as the Abba Yudaya of Uganda, and we're looking at ancient and emergent Jewish communities. And we're trying to do all that by merging our skill sets, so through writing and history, but also through still photography. Peter is a photographer, and through short documentary films. Our work always includes students, so we travel with undergraduate students from our university to do this all at once. Do you want to talk about our current project, Peter?
Let's talk about it, Peter.
So we've made films in Ethiopia and Uganda and South Africa, and now it's a new film based in South Africa and Zimbabwe. We try to use film to create a platform for the communities to tell the stories themselves. They're not the kind of films that bring in lots of experts and scholars. It's really a way to hear the internal histories of these various communities. And so now we're trying to make a film about the Lemba communities in South Africa and Zimbabwe. So yeah, we've just for about 10 days have been in Johannesburg and Limpopo with elders from the Lemba community, and also some younger Lembas who are based in the city.
Amazing. So what are you going to do with the movies, with the documentaries? I mean, do you show them, and then what?
Yeah, so at first we showed them at film festivals, which is a great opportunity not just to show them but to talk with audiences. And we learned so much from people's reactions to the films. And actually those reactions sometimes drive future work. So showing the Ethiopia film, I realized how little people know about the longer history of the Ethiopian Jewish community. So I have a book of photographs and an historical essay about that coming out now. We've been kind of building them up as they show at festivals, at schools. And the next step is to, now that we have a whole string of them, is to try to put them on a streaming service. The Ethiopia film is on Discovery Plus, but we're hoping they'll be together as a group on another network.
Amazing. Do you have any that are kind of free to air that anybody can access?
So we are in the process of getting them up and out there for people to see. We can't do that while they're at festivals, but anyone who would like to know more should look at our website and follow us on social media to see where we are in getting them on streaming services. And, you know, partly why we want to do these series of short films is that this is a very complicated, multifaceted story of where and what Judaism means on the African continent, and largely undertold. And it's a much bigger story than we anticipated. Even when we started it, I am a South African Jew, born in South Africa, of Jewish heritage that would be familiar to many people here. And I had no idea the size of this and scope of this story. So the idea of the films is that they are small, amplified accounts of communities as they see their narratives.
Oh, I love that. I really love that, because then you really are getting an insider's view. And isn't that where the value is? Sarah, I just want to ask you, is this all under the auspices of the University of Pennsylvania?
Yes, so it's all part of this research institute. We get funding from different places, some from the university, some from grants, some from foundations and donors. It's really important to us to include students, and it's a way for students from America or anywhere else that happen to be studying in the U.S. To really experience the diversity of Jewish communities in the diaspora.
Yes.
You read about such a narrow range, actually, of the Jewish religion and Jewish cultures, and it's we keep just discovering that it's more complicated and diverse than we ever imagined.
Yeah. It's so interesting. By the way, I see that, Peter, you were involved with one of the communication centers was the Wallace or the Annenberg Communication Center.
Yes. So I my appointment's in the School of Arts and Sciences, but I also have an appointment at the Annenberg School for Communication.
Yeah. So I see that Wallace Annenberg unfortunately passed away.
Yes, I know. Yes, very sad. Yeah. Such a great philanthropist.
I saw that this morning. Okay, so can we please talk about these three movies that you are showing tomorrow, those three documentaries? Is it open to the public?
So no, unfortunately, tomorrow is sold out. It is sold out screening. We are hoping to have them, like we said, up for more people to see soon.
Yes.
But right now it is sold out. The first two films emerged from our fieldwork over the last few years with the Abba Yudaya Jewish community in Uganda, which is a fascinating community of Jews, over 100-year-old community of converts. So they are fourth generation Jewish community that we spent multiple fieldwork trips with. And we have two short films, one that centers on a woman named Rachel Namadose, and she tells the story of the community and her singing, and it sort of centers on the importance of Shabbat to the community.
The second film is called The Cave Synagogue, this is a community that starts in 1919 when Idi Amin takes over. He outlaws Judaism. Most Jews are forced to convert to Christianity or Islam. But a small group continue to practice Judaism secretly in a cave synagogue in the bottom of a ravine. The cave is still there, and we follow one of the people who was young at the time, an elder now, J.J. Keck, as he walks down to the cave, as he often does a few times a week, to sing and pray with his family.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And these people are still around, and they're still practicing. And I mean, do you look at this and think, well, this is actually quite prophetic? Do you see the prophecy behind it?
Absolutely. And this community is a thriving, even a growing community in Uganda. We were just there in January with 15 students. We went to multiple bat mitzvahs and services every day. They have many, many shuls. It's a very active community. We've also been involved in helping them make music videos. They have a band that's quite well known. They were nominated for a Grammy. You can Google them. They're amazing. They're a thriving community, and their story very much aligns with the global Jewish story. I mean, they were persecuted under Idi Amin. And when he was deposed, it was the first night of Pesach, which they saw as a sign. You know, and when the hostages were freed at Entebbe, they saw it as a sign. They had fasted to save those hostages.
Yeah. And actually, after Idi Amin was gone, they decided to restart this community, which had been decimated, by retaking the land they'd lost and starting a kibbutz in Uganda.
Wow. That is just incredible. One day I would love to go to Uganda and just see the Abba Yudaya, just engage and just, you know, I feel like we need to embrace one another. That's how I feel. Anyway, thank you so much, both of you. And please, will you just keep in touch and let us know? And you know, we want to help you and get your message out, get your documentaries out, and get the word out. Thank you very, very much, both of you. Is there anything that you want to say before I let you go?
No, thank you so much for having us, and we hope to be in touch. We will be sure to let you know as our films become available to be seen.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a larger screening in Johannesburg soon.
Yes, us too. Sarah Bayala and Peter Deshoni, thank you very, very much. If you want to go and check it out, just Google Penn Global Documentary Institute, Penn with two N's, as in Pennsylvania, Penn, as in Penn University.